Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Relevant Leader Monthly, a conversation to help equip the leaders of Relevant Community Church to become highly effective influencers. I'm your host, Nick Petrick, and joining me today, as always, is our lead pastor, Ronnie Rothy, and our communications director and executive director, John Schlechter, or as most people like to call him, Misty's husband. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Nick.
Hello.
It's great to be here. John, man, we've been working together for a long, long time, so... Real quick, just tell everyone, hey, when did we meet? When did we start working together? What's your journey been like from then till now?
Yeah, so my junior year of college, I started an internship at a church, and shortly after graduating college, got my first job working for Ronnie in youth ministry.
This was in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah, Birmingham, Alabama, 18 years ago, back in 2004. So we've been doing ministry for a long time together, and made my way up here with my family in, I think, 2011 to be part of Relevant. So,
dude, and it's so funny to think about, because when you started interning for me as a college student, I'm like, this guy is a jokester. He's not going to go far in life.
No.
And here we are today, 18 years later, and trying to lead our church together. Who would have thunk?
Nope, not me.
Yeah, so just explain, you know, Nick introduced a little bit, but what is your role here at Relevant? What do you oversee? And it's a lot, but...
Yeah, in addition to being Misty's husband, I actually do some other stuff too. I oversee the communications department, so all of our visual media, social media, website, design, video, that kind of thing. And then I'm also continuing to transition into an executive director role and helping take on more leadership of our paid staff and our church.
Yeah. Our first executive director, and you and me are trying to figure out what does that even look like. And everyone knows we're good friends, but John, I don't think what everyone realizes is, as my really good friend, you and I fight more than anyone else fights. We get at each other like dogs and cats sometimes. And so, listen, don't make me fight on the podcast with
you.
I will try. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. Again, thank you, both of you, for joining us today. I'm really excited about what we have today, what we're going to be talking about, what I believe is one of the most important aspects of leadership. We call it the why. Ronnie, would you real quick just explain to all of us what we mean by the why?
Yeah, well, I mean, as all of us as leaders know, with everything we do, with everything we lead, the question has to be, the questions to be answered are, okay, what do we do? How do we do it? Who will do it? And, you know, the what, the how, the who, those are important questions that need to be answered to successfully lead anything. But the most important question to be answered is why. Why are we doing this? I mean, the why is the purpose. It's the mission behind everything we do. It's behind everything we lead. It answers the question, why does this exist? Like, what is the purpose behind this? Why is this important? Why are we doing this? I truly believe knowing the why is the absolute most important thing to know as leaders.
Thanks, Ronnie. That's really helpful. So for leaders, why is knowing the why so important? And what is at stake if we don't know the why?
So I think as leaders, it's really easy for us to be clear on the what. It's easy to be clear on the how. But I think a lot of times we're too fuzzy on the why. We're too fuzzy on maybe the purpose of why we're doing what we're doing. And I think if we're not clear on why we're doing something, it's really easy to lose passion. It's really easy to lose just the sense of caring and sometimes even become apathetic about whatever it is that we're doing if we don't know why we're doing it. If we're just going through the motions, if we're just... outputting without knowing why is it that we're doing what we're doing. And, especially in ministry, which we're all in ministry, people listening to this are in ministry, volunteer ministry, and, you know, ministry is hard. And I think if we lose sight of why we're doing what we're doing, ministry can just kind of beat us down, and it can make us lose passion sometimes. And so having our eyes on that why is super important. And, you know, as I think about just in our lives as people, we've probably all heard of people or know people or have even experienced this ourselves. When we sort of lose sight of our purpose in life, it's really easy to get sidetracked. It's really easy to get discouraged. People who kind of are going throughout life without a sense of purpose, it's very easy for them to give up sometimes. And so whether it's in ministry or whether it's just in our personal lives, keeping our eyes on the purpose, on the why, is really what keeps us going and keeps us moving and keeps us passionate and inspired and keeps us from just going through the motions in a lot of things that we do.
Yeah, you know, here's the deal. As leaders, team leaders, group leaders, ministry leaders, our purpose is to accomplish the mission, the vision, the goal of that team, that group, that ministry, whatever it is that we're leading. It's to win. And here's what we know. The what, it doesn't motivate people. The how does not inspire people. The why is what does. I mean, the why is what motivates and inspires and moves us. If we as leaders don't know and don't believe in the why and what we're leading, we won't overcome inevitable challenges that are necessary to win. If we don't know the why, we'll never believe in what we'll do, what we're doing, never commit ourselves fully to it. And that means whatever we're leading is going to fail. Our groups are going to fail. Our teams are going to fail. And we'll just end up frustrated. I mean, the why is the passion behind everything. But the why doesn't just motivate ourselves and inspires ourselves. Maybe more importantly, the why is what motivates and inspires and moves people, moves the people that you're leading. What's don't motivate people? Whys do. Knowing the why is so important because it's how the people that you're leading in your team, your group, are inspired to follow you and go toward where you're leading and give yourself to it. If they never believe in the why, they're never going to commit to it, and what you're leading is going to fail. But when they know the why, they're much more likely to commit to carrying out the what's and the how's and persevere through inevitable challenges. And if they don't know the why, they're going to get frustrated with you. They're going to get frustrated in what you're doing. They're going to constantly question you, and probably they're going to inevitably quit and leave. You know, I think about, you know, we have this phrase at Relevant that we use and say all the time, that we make faith practical. We have it on billboards and we say it every Sunday morning. We make faith practical. Well, that's what we do. But the more important thing is, why do we do it? Well, the reason the why we do it is we always attach it to it is because we want to see people transformed into everything God's created us to be. We believe that in order to do that, we have to make faith practical. And so we just, you know, that's the why. And so when people go, oh, you just church, make faith practical, you're trying to be cool. Like, no, this is the why we do it. And it's always attached to a bigger thing. So, man, the why, it's what motivates, inspires, and moves people. And if that's true, it's important we take extreme ownership of knowing the why and communicating the why.
Yeah, that is good. Knowing the why is so important. But what do we do, guys? You know, somebody might be listening and they might be wondering, what do I do if I'm not really sure? I don't know the why for the specific team, the group that I lead. What should I do? I'm not sure what the why is.
Yeah, so before I answer this, I think it's, you need to know that the why is determined in one of two ways for everything that we lead. The first way is we are the leader responsible for determining the why. Or secondly, the why is passed down to us from a leader over us. Now, the reality of it is all of you who are team leaders, group leaders, even ministry leaders, we're all part of a greater mission. So a lot of times the why is passed down to us. So, but depending on what you're leading, will determine on, you know, really which one do you determine it, or is it passed down? And the reality of it is, it's probably a combination of the two. So for instance, T-Life group leaders, the why of your T-Life group is passed down to you. You know, the whole purpose of a T-Life group is to lead a group of people to follow Jesus together by growing, connecting, and impacting together. However, you as a T-Life group have autonomy to achieve that why. Therefore, what you do in your T-Life group would be different than what I do in my T-Life group. The thing is, it's your responsibility to answer why are you doing what you're doing in your T-Life group. So even though the why is passed down to you as far as the overarching mission of the T-Life group, you do things differently. You've got to determine, why do I do it this way? That's your responsibility. So with everything you're leading, everything you're doing, you have to honestly answer the question, why? Why are we doing this? Why does this exist? Why is this important? If you're responsible for determining the why, then take extreme ownership and answer those questions. Why am I doing this? Why does this exist? Why is this important? What's at stake here? If you're not responsible for the why because it's passed down to you, you got to take extreme ownership if you don't know the why and ask. Like, you've got to ask questions up the quote-unquote chain of command if you don't understand why. Like, T-Life group leaders, if you don't understand why something is happening in your T-Life group that it is, why we're asking it to be led in a certain way, ask the question up the chain of command why. You know, team leaders, if you're like, does this team function this way? Why does it operate this way? If you don't know the why, ask up the chain of command. So it's important, yes, that we establish it if we don't know it, but if it's passed down to us, if we don't understand, we have to ask why up the chain of command.
Yeah, and a question, if we're one of those people that are responsible for defining the why, a question that helps me when I'm trying to define the why is what would happen if this didn't exist? Like, what gap would be created if this team, this group, this whatever didn't exist? And it's a question that's helpful for me in determining, like, why is this so important? Why is this team, this group, whatever it is, so important? Because what's at stake? What wouldn't happen if this didn't exist? And yeah, just to reiterate what Ronnie said, if we are somebody who's kind of being handed a why, we have to seek to understand what that why is. And I think sometimes, like I said, as leaders, we can be fuzzy on knowing the why and sometimes even communicating the why. And so if you're a T-Life group leader, a team leader, and you don't know the why, I think you've got to seek to understand, as Ronnie said, and kind of ask up the chain of command. And until you feel like you really have a good grasp on what that why is, so that you can then communicate it to the people that you lead as well.
Yeah, because there's a big difference between not knowing the why and not believing in it.
Right.
Right. I mean, and I think a lot of times many of us just don't know the why, and because either we haven't determined or we haven't asked it, and maybe the leader over us hasn't communicated it to us very well. So we're not so much talking about, do you believe in the why? Like, that's obviously important. If you don't believe in the why and why you're doing what you're doing, you probably shouldn't be doing it. Well, this is all about, do you really know the why? Because once again, it is what will inspire, motivate, and move you and the people that you're leading.
Yeah, so in that, how do I really know if I know the why or not?
Well, one thing that I can always tell if I don't know the why, or the people that I'm leading, if they don't know it, is if I or them are frustrated. If the people I'm leading are frustrated with what they're doing because they don't understand it, and they're not motivated to do, because everything, you know, whatever it might be, I really believe it's because they don't understand why it's so important. So as paid staff, we park, if you guys ever come to the Relevant Center during the week, we park as far away from the doors as possible. We park in the far parking lot. And we do on Sunday mornings as well. We park in the very, very, very edge of the parking lot. And there's been a few times where I haven't explained the why very much, and some of the paid staff have gotten frustrated. Like, I'm frustrated to park with, it's cold or it's hot. Like, why are we doing this? And I've had to, when I come back to explain the why, that is because we are here to give the best parking spots to everyone else. We're here to serve everyone else. It motivates them, but they become frustrated when they don't understand that. So if you can know the why, you can know that you don't know the why, or other people don't know why, if there's constant frustration, or if people are just always asking you why? If people are always asking you why, it means they don't know. If you're always asking why, it means, you know, if you're asking your kids, hey, clean your room, why? The kids don't know why having a clean room is important. It's just an indication you don't know the why, and they don't know the why either.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, especially in a growing church, we assume we know the why. Like, we think we know it, but sometimes we don't. And so I think it's easy to become frustrated when you're part of a growing organization, because you're assuming that you know why things are done, or why this thing was done, that, or this decision was made, or this thing was communicated, that maybe frustrates you. But I think sometimes we have to seek to understand. So when we experience frustration with maybe a leader or somebody up the chain of command or whatever, I think we have to ask ourselves, like, maybe I don't fully understand the why, and we get frustrated and upset about the what or the how. But you know, we have to continually ask ourselves, like, do I really understand the why? Maybe I think I know the why, maybe I assume I know the why, but I really don't. So let me ask my leader or whoever, why are we doing this? Why was this decision made? I don't get it. I don't understand it. And so I think seeking to understand the why helps us believe in the why. And that's really important, as Ryan said.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know this. The amount of people who've gotten super frustrated because we choose to take communion at First Thursday instead of on Sunday mornings. I mean, it's just absolutely immense. And the people who are always frustrated are the people that just haven't had an opportunity to explain the why to yet. And once we explain the why, and like, man, because we believe so heavily in community, we want to create the space for it, not just go through religious action, and we just don't have a hard time. We just have a hard time doing it on Sunday morning. It makes more sense. Now, that doesn't necessarily they agree with all of it. It doesn't matter, but at least they understand the why. Yeah. And man, when people are always frustrated and why, it just is an indication. You don't know. They don't know. So, man, we've got to get to communicating it so much better.
Yeah, that's good. So, John and Ronnie, you know, everybody who's listening here is either leading a group or a team. And, you know, Ronnie, you say all the time that our team and our group leaders are the most important leaders at Relevant because they're the ones who are leading the majority of the people.
That's right.
You know, either you have people on your team or you have people in your group. Honestly, you know, our team and group leaders have the most influence out of anyone.
Hey, you know, Nick, say that again. Say that sentence one more time.
Yeah, our team and our group leaders have the most influence out of anyone.
It's so true. You as team and group leaders, you have more influence in people's lives than I do in people's lives because you're in their lives.
Yeah, and honestly, as a leader, I feel like one of the main things that I do is communicate the why. When people say, you know, we were just talking about people are asking, why do we do this? Why this? And honestly, we spend a lot of time just communicating the why. But, you know, it can be a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I would just love to know from your perspective, why is communicating the why so important? What's at stake as leaders if we don't communicate the why?
Yeah, so for me, this is a challenge sometimes because I live in the what's and the how's. Like, my mind automatically goes to the details and how are we going to do this? How are we going to accomplish it?
Yeah, and that's what leaders do, right? We automatically, because we want to accomplish something. So we'll jump into the what's, what people need to do and how it needs to be done without explaining the why. I think sometimes because we assume they would have to know, right?
Yeah. Yep. I think we assume people know. We assume people are as passionate about something as we are. And so we just kind of skip right past the why into communicating the what's and the how's. And the reality is kind of like what I was saying earlier, when it comes to communicating the why, like if we don't do that, purpose and vision leak. Like we might have communicated the why a year ago. But if we don't continually communicate it over and over again, you know, people get distracted. People lose sight of the why. People lose sight of where we're going and why we're doing what we're doing. And so it's easy to get sidetracked. And so I think if we're not communicating the why, you know, our passion will leak. The people that we lead, their passion will leak. And I think the other thing is that perspective is everything. Perspective is so important. And so by continually communicating the why, we help people maintain the right perspective. We help kind of keep people's eyes on the prize and not on the side issues or some of the details that aren't as important, but really communicating the why helps people kind of keep their eyes on what's most important. So like for us, Ronnie mentioned, you know, our mission statement, every Sunday morning we communicate the why. First thing, right out of the gate, our hosts on stage always communicate right at the beginning of the Sunday gathering. Hey, if you're new, we want you to know what our goal here is as a church, basically why we exist. And that's to help transform people into everything that God has created us to be. And so we are constantly keeping and communicating that why every single Sunday to try to keep it in front of people so that they know why we exist. They know what's most important to us. They know that we don't exist to necessarily try to make everybody happy or have a big building or whatever. No, we exist to help transform people into everything God created us to be.
Yeah. And I mean, it's so funny because as leaders, we are so often asking the question, what do we do and how do we do it? What do we do and how do we do it? That's not the primary question everyone else is asking. The people in your group are asking. The people on your team are asking. They're asking why. Why? Why about the hows and why about the whats? And so, as I said before, the why is what motivates, inspires, and moves people. And what motivates, inspires, and moves people that you're leading. And so, you're just going to lose that. You're going to lose the inspiration. People aren't going to follow you. They're not going to be moved to follow you. I was thinking about, one of the things that, because people are always asking why, thinking about one of the questions I've been asked numerous times over the years, and it's why we don't do student ministry on Sunday morning. No one's asking, what do we do for student ministry and how do we do so? Like, the questions they're asking is why. So why don't we do, middle school, our own middle school gathering on Sunday morning and high school gathering on Sunday morning? And, and by the way, the answer to that is because we believe we're trying to get young people into the, into the gathering with us as adults as fast as possible. And we believe that middle school is the age to do that, to where they can begin to be ingrained into our church body. If we the longer we segregate them out, into their own age groups, when by the time they graduate high school, they feel like they're not part of the church body. And so it's very important for us that happens. So that's the why we, don't do student ministry on Sunday morning. That's hopefully then what inspires and motivates and moves parents to want to get their middle school and high school kids here on Sunday mornings, because it's so important for them to be part of the body. But, communicating the why, everything's at stake if you don't communicate it. If you don't communicate it, people will not want to follow you or go where you're leading, which we know that's how you're a highly effective influencer. Do people want to follow you? Do they want to go where you're leading? If you're communicating the why, more people want to follow you and go where you're leading. If you're not, more people won't. And remember, you guys, leadership isn't about one. It is not about one person. T-Life group leaders, it isn't about you. It's about your group. Team leaders, it isn't about you. It's about your group. It's a team or group of people working together to go toward a mission, to go toward a purpose, to go toward a why. If everyone doesn't know the why and believe in it, the mission can't be accomplished.
Yeah, that's good. I believe that communicating the why really is a hard thing to do. I think we all think that it's really easy. We think, well, I've communicated it before. And it's kind of funny, but I always think back when Amy and I were first married, we watched these videos called Laugh Your Way to a Healthy Marriage. And the guy in the videos, he said that men always think that they've communicated to their wives that they love them. And there was one guy, I remember him doing a voice, and he's like, I told you once that I love you. I'll tell you when it changes. Mm-hmm. And, for us, we think that we have communicated the why, but honestly, it's hard. It's hard to constantly do it. And so just from your perspective, from you guys, what are some tips that you would give to all of us as leaders that would be helpful in communicating the why?
Yeah, so I just would say three things. Know it, always start with it, and repeat it. So first of all, know it. Know the why. You got to know it. Ask why. Why am I doing it this way? Why is it be done this way? Why does this exist? Know the why. Secondly, always start with it. When you're at your T-Life group, just always start. Here's why we exist as a T-Life group. Before, at every team meeting you have, here's why our team exists. Here's why we do it this way. Here's why this is important. Just always start with it and then repeat it over and over and over and over and over. Remember, leaders are repeaters. Listen, you don't have to worry about being inspirational. This isn't about being an inspirational leader. It's just about being clear, knowing it, starting with it, and repeating it over and over and over, and just being clear with it. That's why John said we'd start with our missions every single Sunday. We'd say it two or three different times. And I think a way also you can repeat it is just by being creative. So if you guys have ever seen, and I know that you've ever seen the red Bibles that we give out to every person who puts their faith in Jesus, our mission statement is on that. And it's just to repeat it again. It's just a different way to repeat it and to be clear. And by the way, there's a whole nother reason of why. Like, people have asked, why do we give Bibles to people that put their faith in Jesus? Well, on a spiritual level, like, we want to get the word of God into their hands, but we actually chose to invest money into these Bibles and give them away because we want people who put their faith in Jesus to want to tell us that they put their faith, because we have a whole new faith path that we kind of put them on, and we want to, get some stuff that they into their life the first 6 months after they put their faith in Jesus. But we can't help them with those things if we don't have their information. And so essentially we're like, hey, give us your information. We're going to give you one of these Bibles, and so that we can get them on that path. So once again, know it. How do we communicate the why? You got to know it. Always start with it and repeat it over and 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 over, because leaders are repeaters.
Yeah, I mean, that was going to be the first thing I said, is repeat it often and make it memorable. Make the why memorable, so that it's something that people can kind of take with them, that can kind of stick in their mind. But I think even more important than memorable is tying the why to the bigger picture. Like, I think about my photography team, and it's a team of volunteers who serve faithfully, who serve, you know, every Sunday, different photographers taking photos. And sometimes that can get kind of monotonous. It can kind of feel like you're doing the same thing every time you serve. And I know for a lot of you team leaders, there's people on your teams that probably feel that way, that every time they serve, it's a pretty similar experience. And so I think it's sometimes really important to tie the why back to the bigger picture. So for my photography team, what every time we meet, we meet at least three times a year, but every time we meet, I'm constantly trying to think of fresh ways to communicate the fact that their job is not to take pretty photos. Their job is not to make art. Their job is to capture moments in the life of our church and in people's spiritual journeys. So I'm constantly hitting on that purpose, on that why, that it's about capturing moments in the life of our church and in people's spiritual journeys. And trying to always tie it back to what would be at stake. Like, if this photography team did not exist, we wouldn't have these moments captured on film. We wouldn't have these moments frozen in time that we could then share with our church to tell stories and to invite people into environments. And so, with a big piece of my photography team meetings are taking time, spending time planning fresh ways to communicate the why and help them to know the why really, really well and be inspired by the why every time we meet, so that they have that fuel to continue doing what they do. And my hope is that they kind of leave every time we meet with this being inspired to continue to be serving in this way and fulfilling this important purpose in our church. So repeat it often in fresh ways, tie it to the bigger picture, and really kind of help people see what would be at stake if this team or this group did not exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Just knowing the why, repeating it over and over again. Those are great things that are really helpful. So as leaders, we're always wondering, what do we do next? As we wrap up our time this morning together, what next steps would you encourage our leaders to take?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've said so many things from this, but I would just say, number one, answer the question, do I know the why? So with everything that you are leading, with everything you're doing in your T Life group, with everything that's you're doing on your team, with everything you're asking people to do, with the purpose of your team and your group, do you know why? With what you're responsible for leading, do you know why? With the way that you're leading things, do you know why? Is that why important? If you don't know, go to the hard work of identifying the why. Either ask if it's something handed down to you, or if it's something that you had autonomy in doing yourself, answer the why. Because if you don't, you won't be a successful leader and lead a successful team, group, or ministry. So answer the question, do I know why? And then start communicating it to your team, to your group, over and over and over again. Never get tired of this. Never assume that they know, because the why is what motivates and inspires and moves people.
Yeah, the only thing I'd add to that is just really reiterating, finding a rhythm, being intentional about a rhythm and how you communicate this. So if you're in a T-Life, if you're a T-Life group leader, like, what is your rhythm for communicating this with your T-Life group? Like, being intentional and not just trying to kind of remember, oh yeah, I should probably communicate the why every now and then, but what's your rhythm with that? What's your rhythm for communicating this with your team? Whether it's team meetings or emails or whatever it is, how can you be intentional about having a rhythm of communicating this why and constantly keeping in front of the people that you lead?
That's good. Good stuff you guys got there. As we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts, anything related to the why at all that you want to share?
Well, I would just say, this is hard work. You know, I've been leading a long time, and someday I feel like I'll be a good leader. But to me, this is such hard work, and probably where I spend majority of my time is just trying to figure out why. And the reason I spend a majority of my time is because it's hard work, but it's the most important work. And so, man, I just would encourage everyone, take extreme ownership of knowing and communicating the why, and you will become a better leader that people want to follow, and a leader who inspires people to want to go toward wherever and whatever you are leading people to.
Yeah, that's good. You know, Ronnie, you said at the beginning that the why is what moves, motivates, inspires people. And for me, what, you know, what I want to leave everybody with is just that this really is about people. It's not, we don't need to know the why so that we are a good leader, or because of anything that we might think that's important, but it's because of the people. Because we have people in our groups, we have people on our teams, and they need to know the why, because they need to be moved, motivated, and inspired.
Yep.
And they need to love what they're doing, and it's just so important. And so, you know, for me, it always helps to think about the people in my group, the yep. people on my team, and really think about them. And that helps me share the why. So great stuff today. Really enjoy it. Ronnie, John, this has been so helpful. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you also for your insight. For all of you who are listening out there, thank you for joining us, investing in yourself as a leader. Make sure to subscribe on the platform you're listening to the Relevant Leader Monthly, so you can get automatically every month. And make sure to join us again next month for another fascinating conversation to help equip all of us to be highly effective influencers.